Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins.
Oh! Monday Roundup.
Yeehaw! This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
All right. Well, we talked about the Trump coin, the $1 coin that could come out next year.
Your camera's still positioned for Ryan Schmelz.
That's all right. I feel okay about that. You guys deal with it however you want.
Thanks, Ethan.
How
producer
about
producer extraordinaire?
A new No Kings protest nationwide.
No Kings.
You ready for that?
Is J.B. Pritzker going to lead it? Right, he's running for his third term in office?
I would imagine that he would be a part of this if it gets big enough. October 18th, another nationwide No Kings rally is planned to protest what organizers are calling President Donald Trump's policies and pathetic attempt at wearing the crown.
October 18th?
October 18th.
That's my half birthday.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's my sister's birthday.
Oh,
that's
she's
incredible.
My half-birthday twin.
That's incredible. Are we starting to celebrate quarter birthdays yet?
I know if we
is
were, that you'd be all over it.
Darn right
no,
I
No, it
would.
Is not.
What would you do for a quarter birthday?
He'd treat it the same way as if it were his actual
I'd
birthday.
I'd ask for 25% of the presents I normally get. And so, if I got anywhere near that, it'd be fine. So if somebody got me a thimble of chai, that'd be fine.
What if it was in the case of the awesome gift that Annie just got you, the picture frame, it was literally just a quarter of the frame.
Oh, yeah. We need to talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah. About where it ended up.
It's still in my house. It's
I know,
still
but
on the
I
mantle.
I don't know that we told
we
the
didn't,
story.
Yeah, we
on
didn't
air.
Talk about
we'll
it.
We'll talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour.
Okay.
I'm writing it down. Your birthday present.
The No Kings protest is something that I would support thoroughly because it seems to work.
Yeah, I'm still excited about No Kings.
We still don't have a king. So, guys, keep it up. You're doing a great job by keeping kings out of the U.S.
Nailed it.
There we go. All right, let's talk about a possible rebate check that Trump is floating right now.
Mm-hmm.
Between $1,000 and $2,000, he says he's floating the idea of giving Americans stimulus checks based on revenue from the tariffs.
Mm-hmm.
He said that on One America News this weekend that it aired Thursday, Friday, that he is considering offering Americans checks from the revenue worth somewhere between $1,000 and $2,000, depending on how much we end up with at the end of the year.
I think it's like per, it's like per taxpayer, and there's child, like children are counted in this as well.
So that could be a pretty big check.
Yeah.
If you have a big family.
Yeah. That's why I had all those kids. I want
for
the
this
government,
moment.
I want the government handout. Yeah, I'll finally feel like I got ahead financially.
Yeah, and I will say that this Axios article does mention that they've talked about the same thing with Doge checks. I really think that that's the direction to go here. The tariff-funded checks are, I think, right now a PR move because the tariffs are going to be going to the Supreme Court soon and his ability to levy them. So he's trying to, of course, make them more popular. But I would really like to see
it's not
Doge
all
checks.
Tariffs that are going to the Supreme Court. Isn't it a specific case?
I think it's certain types of tariffs. That it has to do with the motivation of the tariff, but then you're getting into some weeds.
Yeah,
there.
But I don't think the tariff strategy as a whole is going in front of the Supreme Court. I think
it's essence of the tariff.
Thank you,
yes.
Ethan.
Yes,
for being here today.
To our legal department, Ethan Hannaford.
Which
well,
one?
I knew.
Which one do you think is a better move, or either or? Would you say that tariff dividends or Doge dividends is a better idea?
The tariff implementation in Donald Trump's intention, as he has articulated it, it could potentially replace the income tax for households that are people who earn $200,000 or less. And I understand people saying that, like, we need to pay down the deficit or the debt, I should say. I understand that. But I think that the American people, I think that these types of checks, one way or the other, is a smart move, because it is a very definitive statement that this was your money that we took. And the Doge instance is more of a, we took money of yours that we shouldn't have taken.
Yes.
Here it is back. Like, you're entitled to this first. Now, if you want to pay down the debt, check this box here and we won't send you your check. Because I don't know anybody who's out there saying, no, we should pay down the debt, who, given the opportunity to check that box, to say, well, you can send mine to the debt. Nobody's checking that box.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think we need a mentality shift for voters and taxpayers in this country to understand that that dollar belongs to the people who made that dollar, and then it is taken from the government to do these types of things. Tariffs are not dollars that are taken from the American people. A tariff is a dollar that's taken from a foreign country and then given to the American people. So that's actually more of like a government program than a Doge check would be. So I think the Doge check is more along the lines of returning the American people their money. So the intention of doing that, to me, can reset the table for, oh, wait a second. You're telling me that if the government doesn't take as much money that I get to keep it?
Yes.
Mentality shift. Tariffs are different. And I would love to get to a place where, because the tariff money is coming in, I get to keep more of my own. But I think that there's an easier connection to be made on a Doge check than there is on a tariff check.
You just articulated my point exactly, because not only all that, but I'll just add to that, that think about if you were telling America this whole year, and every year of your presidency for that matter, that at the end of the year, however much we've cut from government,
you get it back. You get a piece.
Not only does that get America on board with cutting the government more, everybody be excited. Yeah, furlough, you know, cut these jobs like crazy. That's all money coming back to me. Everybody be excited about it. But then at the end of the year, you get that dividend, and the government saves more money because it's not just a one-time thing.
What if that money goes into an account like they were doing the $1,000 for the babies? What if that money goes into an account for you, and you can withdraw it after a certain amount of time? If you withdraw it soon, maybe there is a tax penalty on it. But, like, I don't know. I feel like we need to start offsetting the responsibility of the government to fund Social Security. We're going to be so screwed, not because the money's not going to be there, but the people making the money younger than us, there are going to be so fewer people. Boomers are the hugest generation, and the amount of people making the money right now to fund the retirement, like the money that comes out of my check that goes into Social Security, does not pay for my Social Security. It pays for the people who are drawing on Social Security right now. And when you have more takers than makers, and yes, those takers, don't hear me say something I'm not saying. The people who are the takers now were the makers before. So they were handing over their hard-earned dollar to people who were taking it before them. But the biggest generation is going into becoming takers now, in large part. And the makers are going to be fewer and fewer. What if it's an insolvent right now, what's it going to be in 20 years when we're asking to get out what we put in? So any of these instances where our money can be, you know, first of all, A1, I'd like to keep it myself. Only take the money that I need to, for the basic tenets of government, which is to provide for the safety and security of the American people, to provide infrastructure that is of public use, and the and also to provide for a fair and just system, basically the honoring of contracts between people. The three tenets of government that I consider to be important.
Ethan, if we're going to 57, I'll share these figures really quick. This year, DOGE says that they've saved $214 billion. I just did the math while we were talking there. That comes out to about the same as Trump saying about these tariff dividends. So if that were the case, not only would you save $214 billion this year, or dividend that back out to the American people, but you would also save that $214 billion every single year after that. And you wouldn't have to dividend that. So that's actual money the government would save, too. So not only are American people getting it back, the government's saving that every year from here on out.
Yeah. Those Doge dollars, those are your dollars that they took and shouldn't have.
Yes.
That's important. It's
a good move.
It's a mentality shift, and I'm for it. And put a box there. Let people check it if they want to put it to the debt.
Yeah.
2 o'clock hour next. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.